Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the daily version of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Got the mercenary geologist on the line with me, Mickey Fulp. Mickey's a good friend. He's very, very knowledgeable. He's a very competent geologist. We're going to get his opinion first on uranium in general. Mickey, you're on, my friend. Bullish, bearish, neutral.
I've been a uranium bull since January of 2009 when I turned bullish. You know, we had the boom and bust 06, 07, the strong company survived. Being a contrarian, I was buying in January of 09, a year and a half early, but it came to pass, and I remain a very staunch uranium bull.
Okay, tell me why.
Basic supply-demand fundamentals, Al. The world uses 22%, or let me back up and say 20 to 30%. Last year it was 22% used more than mine, so we run a yearly deficit, which has been supplied for the last 20 years by the Russian-U.S. high-enriched uranium to low-enriched uranium program. That ends in 2013, and also supplied deficit supplied by utility and sovereign stockpiles, which are dwindling. So supply-demand fundamentals.
Well, you know, that's my feeling, too. I know Trader Raj says that he feels in the United States, as an example, and he was just on here earlier, he feels in the United States that natural gas as an energy alternative, as a source of energy, is going to take the place of uranium. And I'm not sure that I agree with that. I, too, though, am a uranium bull, simply because I think it is an incredibly viable alternative to other sources of energy. There's nothing wrong with nuclear power. As I mentioned when I was chatting with Raj, it's safe, it's green, etc. To me, it makes all of the sense in the world. So Mickey Fulp basically continues to be a uranium bull, correct?
That's correct. And in conjunction with Roger, and you know, Roger's a friend of mine too, and I have great respect for Roger.
Sure.
And I will agree that natural gas needs to be a huge part of the equation, too. But the problem with natural gas is we don't have the infrastructure on that. And I think you and I have talked about natural gas. I very much hope to be a natural gas bull, but we've got to build some infrastructure before that works. With uranium, one out of every five Americans, when he turns on the light switch, he's using nuclear power. That's not going to go away. We are expanding our plant capacity every year. The real problem we have in the United States is we use 52 million pounds a year, and we produce less than 4 million. So I'm very bullish on advanced uranium explorers, developers, and producers.
Okay, what I want you to do, and we don't have time to elaborate on this right now, but give our listeners, if you would, because they're always looking for investment ideas, give us four companies that you like, and then we'll provide a link so that these people can get more information on it. And they are what?
I will give my disclosure first. I own all four, and the first two are sponsors of my website, Strathmore Minerals, Mawson Resources, Fission Energy, and Uranium Energy Corp. People can go on my website and see writings on the first two and certainly interviews on uranium that will mention all four.
There you have it. We'll provide a link to Mickey's website. Listen, if you guys are in Vancouver this weekend for the Cambridge House Investment Conference, look me up, look Trader Raj up, and look the mercenary geologist up.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't.